messages to myself. Bill, thank you for letting me read this. I am afraid my diction may be difficult to understand sometimes. Siri. Okay. Messages to myself. It seems like the human condition and human relationships are dominated by beliefs and opinions. It seems almost impossible to move beyond this strong influence on behavior, perception, relationships, and the effect it has on our biology. What are the issues lurking behind human attachment to their beliefs, opinions, even feelings? In a condition where attachments to extreme beliefs is present, death and violence is not far away. Could this produce an internal violence as well? We may not be able to shake this belief business, but we can uncover our attachment to them. We are disconnected, in part, from the actual world. Is it possible to break out from being engulfed by our attachment to beliefs? Opinions. It seems natural to have opinions and eagerly express them. The issue here is that we think opinions are valuable. They seem to inflate, sometimes deflate, our identity. Are you and your identity at stake, based on your opinions being accepted? Opinions and beliefs are in the same camp, occupying my attention, forming and encouraging a ground that is distant from the reality of the actual world, creating illusions. When people share the same opinion, they feel connected and supported. But what kind of support is this? It seems to feel good. This feeling reinforces illusion, and encourages a false sense of connection. If you can move to a ground that can view your opinions, become detached from your opinions, you can watch how they are energized. This ground will provide freedom and flexibility to interact, and respond to the actual world around you. People near you will feel this relaxed state and may also relax from engaging in opinion-belief judo. Consider what might emerge, if religion and all your beliefs, wisdom, and consensus reality, drops into the background, not occupying your attention. Does anything else exist other than silence? Is there a nothing, non-material presence? Is this presence hidden by my thought activity constantly agitating for my attention? Does my mind seem to want to find distractions that cripple my ability to connect with a deeper presence? Why is this going on? At this moment, your mind may proclaim that this deeper stuff is so boring, and I don't even know why you are talking about it. Who is speaking, anyway? What would happen if this thought activity were to relax for even a moment? Might I feel lost in that moment? Might I feel something deeper? I think thought will be on guard to protect its important place. Somewhat scary, I depend on my thinking process and am attached to its identity, which anchors itself to my beliefs and the material world. This identity, realized through the limited window of thought, relegates the subtle sense of presence and expanded reality to a limited thought description. Wow, no wonder I can't experience the subtle sense of presence. This conditioned thought mechanism organizes my concept of reality and existence. After all, you might ask, what else is there? How is it possible to experience this subtle foundation? Many people want to capture this reality by grasping to a concept called God. This concept tries to reproduce an experience of an expanded reality, but has no real connection or relationship to it. This attachment to a concept diminishes the possibility of experiencing the actual subtle reality. You will never know this reality if you try to find it using your considerations, thinking, wondering, beliefs, faith, hope, and volition. Seems almost hopeless, since these are the tools, the window through which I know my world. To give you a sense of how attached you are to your mind and thought, notice how urgently your mind transforms any experience into a concept so you can check its authenticity. If it fits your conditioned view, it must be authentic. Really? When observing your conditioned mind, look where it is anchored. Notice how important it is being right or wrong, evaluating good or evil, belonging to the right religion or no religion, standing for peace or advocating for war. Notice what disturbs you, what makes you feel happy, what makes you feel sad, feel alone or isolated. You might even relate the presence of physical symptoms to some kind of invisible inner conflict. Notice how resistant your thinking is to change, especially change that threatens thought's important place in your awareness. Notice how it occupies your awareness. What if you were able to gain some distance from attachment to identification and its internal conversation, beliefs, feelings, and opinions? You may experience a sense of relief, lightness, maybe even feel some kind of suspension that feels like real connection, not describable with words, maybe not describable in any familiar channel of perception. In this state, you may become free to relate to the drama of the world but not attached to its outcome, a sense that feels like a loss of separation, unfolding real love and compassion for humans and all living things may wake up. And from this window of awareness, the mechanism that seems to have captured my life disappears and becomes visible around me. You may discover a connection to the ground from which all things are created, not threatened by or proud of any particular outcome. Being able to notice this activity within yourself, not resisting it, not trying to fix it or change it, just noticing, can open new possibilities. Knowing, becoming aware of and accepting your conditioning, encourages freedom to be open to change, and allows you flexibility to interact with the ground of potential. A little clue. Spontaneous laughter may erupt when you notice your limited ideas, beliefs, and behavior as they come forward into action. When not occupied with your personal psychological preservation, everything becomes available. You may also notice a new ability to let go of activated beliefs and opinions. Remember, silence from our thought activity is necessary for experience to unfold. Practice over time can make more room for the subtle reality to emerge. No one can tell me how to connect with an expanded reality. However, without silence, there is no room for you to connect to an expanded reality. So find ways to relax your mind, encourage silence, be open to what may emerge from this silence. Experiencing a piece of beautiful music, or a beautiful landscape, may produce this silence. Our thought processes and attention to them are somehow replaced by the experience activated by the beautiful scene or music. Look for activities that require keeping your mind still while executing a task. I found shooting free throws a practice while waiting for my mind to go silent, then shooting the shot. Sometimes when my mind relaxes from its internal conversation, a sense of presence will join me in the activity. For me, this was more helpful than meditation. More later. Thank you, Bill, for allowing me to read this. Siri.